Let's head over to Fond du Lac right now in Marion University here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, because we're going to bring in Marion University women's bowling coach Dan Miller, because the Sabres are going to the NCAA tournament. They'll head to Lansing coming up here next week for a regional matchup with Youngstown State. Coach Miller, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, first of all, I guess before we talk about the run to the NCAA tournament, tell us about Marion University women's bowling.
Well, started 5 years ago. Jason Bartelt at the time gave me an opportunity, and it worked out great for me and for Marion, I guess. We slowly have built the program. Over the last couple years, we've been very successful, winning our fourth conference title in a row now this past year. And with that, this year came the opportunity, and we took it, I guess, the bull by the horn, so to speak, and won the conference tournament, which gives us the automatic bid to the NCAA, I guess, on the bowling side, just like basketball or others, it would be, it's the big dance for us.
Coach, kind of talk about how collegiate bowling, we broadcast some high school bowling here in Beaver Dam on Daily Dodge mm-hmm. TV and ESPN Beaver Dam. How does collegiate bowling work? How is it scored? How do the student-athletes compete?
Okay, well, your average NCAA tournament is a three-day tournament, and the first day, the Friday of the tournament, will be what we call Baker, and the Baker game of bowling is you pick a five-person lineup, and the leadoff bowler bowls the first and the sixth frame, second one is second and seventh, third and eighth, fourth and ninth, and then fifth and then the tenth frame. That is a Friday thing, and you bowl five matches against another college, and you bowl five total games in that match of each match, and then it's the total pins of those games that decides the winner for that match each time. So you bowl basically 25 games on Friday, and then you go to Saturday and you bowl the traditional individual games, and the concept is the same. It's total pins against another college, and you bowl five sets of five or another 25 games on Saturday. After that, the total pins is what the standings reflect. And so wherever you are in your total pins after the first 2 days takes you into best four out of seven Baker games on Sunday. And then it's bracketed out that you can finish higher or lower depending on where you are that day. And if you win those matches. And then from there, at the end, it's total pins per game instead of per match. So it's best four out of seven. You got to win four of them. And then your record is what is reflected for the weekend. You know, if you bowl 13 matches, if you're 9-4 for the weekend, you know, that's good. That's great. Especially when you're bowling some of the bigger schools in the country. So that would be an average weekend of bowling. Now, when we get to the tournament here, it's a little different. They do head to head, and then it's one set of traditional games, total pins. So like when we go on Friday, we'll go against Youngstown State. We'll bowl head-to-head, five traditional games, total pins wins that point. And you have to win 2 points for the day or for that set. So the second one would be five Baker games, total pins. And then if by chance the teams tie 1-1, and then it would be who wins four out of seven games for the mega match at the end. And that's who decides to get to that point and moves on.
Coach, how many teams make it to the NCAA tournament?
18. So there are 10 automatic qualifying conferences, and then there are 8 at-large bids.
Now, Coach, if people look at your region that you're in, they see Marion, but they see Youngstown State. They see the University of Nebraska, and they see Maryvale, Missouri. Now, Nebraska, Youngstown State are Division I, so when it comes to collegiate bowling, there's not necessarily Division I, II, and III. You're all kind of one big group.
Correct. We're all lumped into that same group. And, you know, the thing that is good for us is we're Division III, and we're one of two Division III conferences in the United States. So that gives us the opportunity to, you know, to get that automatic qualifier.
Coach, talk about your roster. Where do you pull your student athletes from, and what do you look for in a bowler that potentially wants to come to Marion University?
Yeah, well, I look for the athlete that is well-rounded both in school and in the sport. But it's it's really more of a gut feeling weight. What I look for when I go watch young ladies, you know, in the tournaments and in the high school competitions, when I say well-rounded, I really mean also a good teammate, somebody that knows how to handle adversity, because the game of bowling is, I compare it to golf, can be very mentally, you have to be strong-willed and the things that go with it. So the idea of somebody that can handle adversity, somebody that is a good teammate, somebody that just overall is, you know, that perfect person for who I think Marion needs and represents is who I look for. Of course, the talent part of bowling is part of it too. But as far as where I recruit, you know, I try to get the kids that are within that hour and a half of Fond du Lac, the ones that I don't want to, you know, drive by from Green Bay Appleton area and go by us and go down to UW Whitewater. You know, we're trying to get a few more of those kids each year, and I think we're being successful with that. But I do venture out into the states around us. So I have a senior this year in Jenna Betts, who is from Lower Michigan, and you know, she epitomized everything I just described earlier. And you know, with that has come a pipeline. I have had 7 or 8 kids from the state of Lower Michigan that has come to Marion, a few from the UP, and then a few from Northern Illinois. So it's a well-rounded area, and you know, they're a good group of young ladies.
And Coach, I've seen you at Tower Lanes a couple times as well, scouting the local high school talent as well in Beaver Dam, right?
Absolutely. I'm there, and actually one of the girls I was highly looking at is actually going to, I think, Judson University. But the coach over there, I've known Calista a few years now, and she's been great with sharing stuff with me when it comes to, you know, her bowlers and the ones that are possibly interested in bowling after high school. So it keeps me available to be able to go down there and watch some of them as well as some of their competition.
Well, Coach Dan Miller, what can you tell us about Youngstown State?
Number 3 team in the country. We have battled them twice in tournaments this year. They're good, flat out, very talented. In my opinion, probably have enough talent to win it all. But they also are beatable. They still have their tendencies and you know, can still bowl down to their competition, if you want to say. So I really look at it like it's a challenge, but I think the one that our girls will be up for. And, you know, really, we bowl the lanes. We bowl the oil pattern conditions. And then with that, you know, where your pins fall is how you end up, and if you win or lose against the other team. So it's who figures out the lanes, you know, the fastest and scores the best.
Well, Coach Dan Miller, I appreciate the time. Good luck as you get ready to head to the NCAA tournament in Lansing next week. And good luck to Marion University Women's Bowling. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, Wade. I appreciate it.